I'm Rick Hansen with this check of area and state news on KJAN.com for Saturday, May 25th. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report two arrests early this Saturday morning. At around 1:45 a.m., 20-year-old Dakota Eugene Brown of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. Brown was being held on full bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And 32-year-old Gary Dean Williams Jr. of Coyne was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. on charges that include possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and open container of alcohol as a passenger in a vehicle. Williams Jr. was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on full bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department was assisted in conducting the arrest by officers with the Red Oak Police Department. A rural Page County man was arrested Thursday evening for being a felon in possession of a firearm after deputies investigated a report of shots fired. Authorities received word just before 6 p.m. that shots had been heard at 1672 A Avenue, about 2 miles north of Shenandoah. During their investigation, deputies learned that 39-year-old David Allen Ryan lived at the residence. Ryan is a convicted felon and had access to the firearms as well as ammunition. He was taken into custody and held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. Authorities in Page County said Friday they're investigating the theft of two central air conditioning units and a propane furnace. The AC units were less than 7 years old. The theft and associated damage was discovered during the evening of May 2nd, as a Blanchard man was mowing the lawn at 1830 290th Street, that's between Blanchard and Coyne. Officials say Scott Langley noticed the air conditioning units on the outside of the residence were missing and there was damage to a shop window. A deputy notified the property owner, Greg Stone, of Garden City, Kansas. Stone told the deputy that he had neither removed the items nor given anyone else permission to do so. The loss was estimated at $10,550. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. The Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton are celebrating the 33rd annual Tivoli Fest this weekend. Lisa Steen Riggs, spokesperson for the event, which runs today and tomorrow, said the weekend is packed with activities, including some traditional favorites, such as the 5K Mill to Mermaid Fun Run and Walk that got underway at 8 o'clock. The top winners in each age group receive a special T-shirt. At the finish, everyone receives a bag of M&Ms.
And of course, the parade, you know, our theme this year is honoring our heroes. And that can be our war veterans, it can be our first responders, our firemen, people who you consider a hero in your life. And so we have some great floats this year at 11 a.m.
There is also an open-air market, and some new events are in store for this weekend as well.
They've been working on the Veterans Memorial, and the last couple of years have done a wall painting, and it's up on Main Street in Washington, and it's fabulous. It represents all the armed forces, and then our local Veterans Club has put up a memorial with the people honoring their loved ones who served as a veteran. But what they're doing on Sunday at 2 o'clock, they're going to have a ribbon cutting, they're going to have patriotic music, a talk, and then they're going to have it's the national program called Run for the Fallen. And then also we're going to have a walk of honor.
And of course it wouldn't be Tivoli Fest without food and entertainment.
All day long there's Scandinavian entertainment. The food is to die for. The Tivoli sponsored food events at the fire station, which is brand new. We have a new venue. It's going to be great. We have the Elbelskivers and Modista Pulse. And that starts at 8 a.m. Saturday until like 3, and then again on Sunday from 8 to 3. Or till it lasts.
The fire station will also serve as a location for a beer garden and dance. And for a full list of activities, go to www.danishvillages.com. After months of renovation and construction, a massive new city park is opening today along the Missouri River in Council Bluffs. Larry Foster, the city's Parks and Recreation Director, said big crowds are expected at the River's Edge Park for the start of a three-day festival called Luss Fest, named after the region's rolling Luss Hills, along with another series of celebratory events that will run through June the 8th.
Every day there's something new that's being done to be completely ready for the big festivals. For example, we sodded the entire North Grove of trees, and that's all completed.
The legendary music act, the Beach Boys, will open the event tonight with the Omaha Symphony and fireworks on Sunday. All the events during the three-day Memorial Weekend are free. There will be many events in the $11 million park over the summer, including outdoor movies, soccer tournaments, and more. Foster says that there are still a few finishing touches to be done before the 90-acre park officially opens. The Great Lawn alone covers 5 acres.
One of the things that is going on is getting the grand light show that is going to be displayed on the Great Lawn, working and functional. So that's a work in progress, too. But we're obviously excited about the Beach Boys and then the symphony and fireworks and then finally playing with fire all over Memorial Day weekend.
The new River's Edge Park is located at the base of the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge, which links Council Bluffs and Omaha. Foster expects many people attending the College World Series will take the short hike over the bridge to enjoy Iowa's hospitality.
If you get a break between games, a nice little walk over to River's Edge Park and go down and actually go down to the river and enjoy the park and the festivities. And sure, it's going to be a real asset to the entire metro area. That's always how we've seen it as we've been putting it together in Council Bluffs.
A permanent display at the park entitled Rays is a $500,000 installation, an 8-minute light show that repeats on the hour and half hour. Decades ago, the area was known as Playland Park. It held an amusement park and a racetrack that was a hub for activity from the late 1940s through 1970. May is National Nurses Month, a time dedicated to celebrate the contributions and commitments that nurses make while educating the public about the significant work they perform. Officials of the Cass County Health System in Atlantic say nursing managers recently hosted a luncheon to honor the many nursing caregivers who work throughout the health system, including RNs, LPNs, certified nurse anesthetists, certified nursing assistants, certified medical assistants, psychiatric assistants, and surgical technical assistants. Linda Heminger, Assistant Administrator of Clinical Services and Chief Nurse Officer, said the nurses at CCHS are truly a group of caring professionals. The month of May is winding down, and weather-wise, it's been marked by extremes. Elwin Taylor is a climatologist with Iowa State University Extension.
We broke the records that were set back in 1947 for May snow in Iowa. And also, we've had 100-degree temperatures in about the same places that set the snow record during the month. Well, when we get extremes like that, it is not considered a good omen for what will come with the season.
Taylor notes 2013 has mirrored the weather of 1947, and that doesn't bode well for corn and soybean production this year.
1947 being in the category of one of the six worst years for crop production, that includes the Dust Bowl.
Like this year, 1947 was marked by a very wet spring.
And it went hot and dry in the middle of July and August, and that is where the destruction to the corn came in. Those days we didn't have soybeans grown in the state, it would also be rough on soybeans.
With around 25% of Iowa's corn crop yet to be planted as we approach Memorial Day, Taylor said corn yields will likely be below trend once again this year. And Iowa's high land values are having an impact on who owns farmland in the state. Iowa State University agricultural economist Mike Duffy is releasing the results from 2012 Farmland Ownership Survey and says it appears the economy has been good to Iowa's young people. Duffy says they're seeing an increase in the land owned by people under the age of 35, and he thinks that's a reflection of the boom period. He says more young adults see opportunities on the farm and are returning to rural areas of the state after college. But Duffy said the youngest landowners are also the most likely to be holding mortgages. Among all pieces of Iowa farmland, 78% are owned free of debt. On the other side of the coin, Duffy said some farmers are working into their 70s and 80s, and the demographics of farmland ownership reflect that. He says that we now have 30% of the land, 3 in every 10 acres, owned by someone over the age of 75. Duffy expected that number to be even higher. Still, he says young people are buying land, while the percentage of land owned by the mid-career age group has declined slightly. Iowa State conducts its farmland ownership survey every 5 years. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN.com News.